The Spill, written by Imbi Nimi and read by Kate Murphy and Holly Robinson.
The two girls waited for their mother on the veranda of the Bruce Rock pub, which offered shade but little relief from the heat of the late afternoon. They swung their legs while they waited, slowly stirring the hot air and red dust, while the dogs around their feet lay panting, waiting patiently for their owners inside. The girl's mother, Tina, was also inside, matching the locals midi for midi. It was the medicine she needed after the shock of the accident and the morning that had led up to it. The locals, in turn, were amused to have a lady from the city sitting alongside them in the front bar, like she belonged there. "My bloody husband is driving from bloody Perth," she told them all, "because of the bloody accident." One of the old guys raised his glass. "To the bloody accident," he shouted. "To the bloody accident," the rest of the front bar echoed, shoving their glasses in the air. Tina laughed and raised her glass too, like the accident was something worth celebrating. Occasionally, the publican would bring a couple of lemonades out to the girls, which ended up being more water than anything because the ice melted so quickly. The third time, Tina came out with him to give them a packet of salt and vinegar Samboys. Samantha jumped to her feet the moment she saw her mother.
"Is Daddy coming?"
she asked, but Tina's focus was on the publican.
"Isn't Bevan looking after us marvellously?"
she remarked, her consonants all soggy with the drink. "Evan," the publican corrected her.
"Evan, what do you say, girls?"
The girls thanked the publican in unison, diverging only when one called him Bevan and the other called him Evan. Evan Bevan gave a cursory nod and disappeared inside. Tina went to follow him, but Samantha grabbed her hand.
"Mum?"
she asked. The question about her father was still hanging in the air.
"Yes, Sammy,"
Tina replied with a sigh as she gently removed her hand from her daughter's grasp.
"Your father is on his way, for whatever that's worth."
As she pushed the doors to the front bar open, the crowd inside cheered at her return.